Jamal, two goals for yourself, 3-3 draw. Are you satisfied with that evening?
I wouldn't say satisfied. No, I think we need to. I'd rather the result. Obviously, two goals is great, but if it would have been two goals and won the game, then we can be satisfied. But I think there's still a couple of errors in there, really, that we should have really sealed the game off. But we'll learn from that and try and put that right in the following weeks.
Just a very up and down contest, really.
Yeah, I think that's what you get from some of these games. They've got a lot of energy, we've got a lot of energy, a lot of players trying to prove something. It's going to be quite high tempo at times, up and down. It was almost like a basketball game at times, but we've just got to kind of take control of it and slow it down when we need to, pick up the pace when we need to. But as I said, again, as we go on, we'll obviously get better at that.
Yourself, though, in the middle of a three-match suspension, a match like this must be a godsend for you.
Oh, unbelievable. When they told me I was eligible to play, obviously I didn't think I was going to be able to, but it's great because it kind of breaks up the suspension a little bit. So, yeah, it's great to be able to get 90 minutes today. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to. I would have been waiting another week. But, yeah, it's great.
And keeps your sharpness then?
Yeah, nothing compares to match day fitness. Like, you can train as much as you want, but nothing quite compares to a match day.
And a couple of goals. Just talk us through both of them.
The first one, I think Curtis Main's done a nice bit of skill, a little back heel, and it's come to me and I'm 1v1 with a goalie and I've just managed to slip it under him. And the second one was, I think Gareth Evans made a run down the right hand side. He's cut it back. I've just taken a touch for hitting it on the swivel.
And the manager's just been talking about how he feels you need to stay wide as a player rather than drifting centre. Yeah. Is that something you've been trying to work on under him?
Yeah. We've had conversations before about it, and he thinks I'm more effective out wide, which to his fairness is probably true, because first half I was playing more inside. It was changed the formation a little bit. I went out wide, and with the team all round seemed to have more success. Cal Naismith had more success out wide. Got a goal, I managed to get two, so it works really.
Is that kind of a test of your discipline as a player, though, having to do that rather than drifting?
Yeah, a little bit, because there's at times you want to come in, obviously you want to come and get the ball, because there could be spells you're out wide and the ball doesn't come to you, and obviously it's a bit frustrating, but so you've got to stay disciplined and trust your midfield players to find you.
Proved again what striker's instinct you have in the box though tonight.
Just trying my best really, trying to, when the chances come, you've got to try and take them. Is it last year? Chances were coming few and far between, so once you get them, you have to take it. Especially now we've gone a league up, there'll be less chances, so we've got to make sure they make them count.
Let's talk about the red card at Rochdale. It seemed just a ball that fell in the front of you, and the next thing you know, you're heading for an early bath.
I know. A bit of a striker's tackle, I think. I was just trying to get to the ball first. He's managed to nick it, and it's quite unfortunate, really. Both our legs looked to be at the same height. But because he's got there first, I've just caught him. And it, to be fair, it is a red card, but it would have been nice if the ref gave me a yellow and a slap on the wrist.
And now you're obviously counting down the 10 days left to Wigan.
Yeah. There's only one game left now, so Saturday I'll be here supporting the boys and then hopefully good week training and see what happens for the next game, which is Wigan away. So hopefully get around the squad then.